Public schools across the U.S. are taking a break for Thanksgiving after a more traditional fall semester that saw students largely back in their classes in person. But it is still a long way from the usual. Many teachers and staff did not return this year, and that has meant a shortage of teachers, substitutes, bus drivers, custodial staff, and more. In some cases, it's even led to virtual classes. Our student reporting team reached out across the country and asked educators and students about how this was affecting them. Here's some of what they told us.
I was waiting like 30 minutes for my bus driver to come pick me and my classmates up to go to school, but they ended up never coming and we had to call the office and they ended up sending a extra bus.
My school had a lot of vacant spots for teachers. The sixth graders only had one teacher available, so other staff members had to fill in.
I don't even have an English teacher, and it makes it really hard to learn with no one in the classroom.
I had to go to the auditorium here at our building because our teacher wasn't here, and in that auditorium there was three other math classes.
We largely don't have enough substitutes. The beginning of the school year, I believe that the administrative team, including our principal and the three assistant principals, were covering about 20% of the absences.
A lot of them may not know like the topic that we're learning, so it's really hard to keep learning in school, and you sort of feel stuck. Being a junior in high school, this is a very important year for us, and to not have the right teachers is really frustrating.
You're on your own. You have to read the material, do the projects and the quizzes and exams on your own. And you kind of lose motivation. You get tired from sitting there for so long and doing it on your own.
People want to go into education, but they can't because they feel like they're choosing between their passion, which is educating and inspiring, and, you know, just growing up and paying bills.
If I had known 20-something years ago that I'd be stuck in the same pay scale, more or less, I probably wouldn't have made this choice.
The pandemic has made me change my mindset on what a good teacher actually is. With the pandemic, a lot of people develop like mental health issues and aren't like really coming back as themselves. And a teacher who understands that we were just in a pandemic and we are just high schoolers, that's really, to me, what makes a good teacher.
A good teacher has to be born. You can't just make them come into the business just because they have summers off or the pay is good. So to attract new teachers, I mean, I guess we'd have to go with salary and hope that people that are born to teach fall into the career.
Our community's correspondents have been tracking how all this is playing out where they are based, and two of them join me now. Gabrielle Hayes is in St. Louis, and Francis Kaiwa Huang is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And hello to both of you. And Gabrielle, I'm going to start with you. You've been talking to education officials. You've been looking at schools in Missouri. Tell us what you're hearing and seeing there.
So we're seeing these shortages across the state. And here in St. Louis, one of our school systems, St. Louis Public Schools, tells us that they've experienced over 200 vacancies, and that includes teachers and other support staff. And so I think the way that we're really able to see how this is affecting our state is kind of through the solutions that districts are coming up with. So that's everything from some school districts paying their bus drivers more to be custodians when they're not driving. We have one district in Missouri that's now hiring some of its own high school students to fill in some of those non-teacher roles. But again, it's a state issue, right? So our state has pledged like $50 million over the next couple of years to try to fill in some of the gaps and also to attract more teachers. Because the state says that it has seen a dip in that. And so they've created tools and they're putting money towards it. And it continues to be a real issue.
And Francis, you've been looking at the schools and talking to people across Michigan, and you're seeing some similar challenges.
Yes, here in Michigan, winter has just started, which is also the beginning of flu season, and COVID is spiking. Michigan's currently number one in COVID cases, in new COVID cases. And so schools are trying to balance the traditional teacher shortages, substitute shortages, as well as increasing cases. So some of the things that school districts are doing include shifting the schedule to 4 days in person, 1 day remote. And during that time, they have the support staff, like bus drivers and food service people, double up on custodial duty to help deep clean the schools on those Fridays by with the electrostatic sprayers and UV lights. Other school districts are closing on days that they anticipate there will be substitute shortages and teacher shortages, so that they call it ahead of time so that parents can prepare. So such as Thanksgiving, instead of the regular 3 days, they've extended to, they've added Monday and Tuesday off as well. And that gives them a chance to disrupt the COVID cycle.
And Frances, you were telling us that some of these staffing issues existed even before the pandemic hit.
Yes, these are longstanding issues. Salaries in Michigan have, if you account for inflation, salaries have actually gone down 16% over the last 20 years. Retirements have gone up due to COVID. In the last year, retirements were up 40% over what they had been the previous 4 years. And the number, and most pressing, the number of college students who are studying to become teachers in the state of Michigan has gone down 50% over the last 6 years.
And back to you, Gabrielle, I know in your reporting, you've looked at whether these schools are financially prepared to deal with the kind of challenges that are now facing them.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember, and we learned this through our interviewing, that while some school districts and a lot of them were able to get some CARES funding and they're using that to do different things, a lot of these issues existed before the pandemic started, as Frances said. So when we're talking about teacher shortages, a lot of that in some cases has to do with teacher pay. And Missouri is not alone in that. I mean, we've seen that across the country, and it's a thing in Missouri as well, but also the amount of funding that school districts get from the state, and that matters. That matters, especially if we're talking about issues that happened before the pandemic, when a pandemic hits, and not having those funds and maybe not being funded adequately, well, it matters more than maybe it did before.
And Frances, just quickly, what have you seen something similar with regard to financing in Michigan?
Yes, in Michigan, the educational revenue growth in Michigan is 50th out of 50 states. And so teachers are trying to increase pay rates for substitute teachers. They're trying to increase pay rates for support staff. And they're also offering, whatever benefits they can offer their teachers, they're extending to substitutes, so such as vaccination clinics. And then also they're trying to promote these grow your own teacher programs where they can encourage and help paraprofessionals and support staff who want to become teachers, help support them so that they can become teachers as well in the schools that they are already a part of.
Well, it is such a difficult set of issues, and it is facing so many of our public schools across the country. With thank you to Frances Kaiwa Wong and to Gabrielle Hayes, our two of our community's reporters. Thank you both so much. And you can read more about this issue from our reporters across the country on our website. That's pbs.org/newshour.